This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Justice Department has subpoenaed the New York Attorney General Letitia James over her office's civil probes into President Trump's business dealings and the NRA, says ABC's Aaron Katursky in New York.
The two cases were successful. Now federal prosecutors, we're told, are subpoenaing for information to see whether James, in the course of those cases, violated the civil rights of either the president or the NRA.
James' spokesman called this a weaponization of the justice system. A three-judge appeals panel blocked a lower court's effort to bring contempt proceedings against the Trump administration over how it handled the deportation of alleged Venezuelan gang members. Today's the deadline imposed by the president for Russia to agree to a ceasefire in Ukraine or face stiffer sanctions, but the Kremlin's indicated that President Putin could meet with President Trump in a matter of days. And Florida, the latest Republican-controlled state, where its House Speaker says it will consider redistricting. This is ABC News.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. After pushback from local residents, businesses, and emergency services, a planned closure of Highway 35 between Trempealeau and Holman has been delayed until at least 2029. The project, which was scheduled to begin in 2027, would have closed the highway to replace four bridges. Community members were not in favor of a full closure of the highway. The Wisconsin DOT's revised plan called for a single-lane closure instead of a full closure. A public meeting on the project will be held at the Trempealeau Village Hall on August 19th. The city's Judiciary and Administration Committee voted to recommend adding drinking fountains around La Crosse at its most recent meeting. The new drinking fountains would be accessible to all, which is the reason why the current green bubblers around the city are turned off. A measure to delay removing the bubblers for historic reasons, which were shut off at the start of the year for not complying with ADA, failed to gain support. The recommendation to add drinking fountains around the city will move on to the full Common Council next week. Ashley for the Arts continues today and tomorrow in Arcadia, with headliners ZZ Top and Brad Paisley tonight, and Third Eye Blind and Darius Rucker tomorrow. Other acts include Chris Jansen, Neon Trees, and Daughtry. The event, which raises money for community organizations and school districts within a 60-mile radius of Arcadia, began in 2009 with a single musical act. It's now a three-day festival providing grants for artistic, musical, or cultural projects up to $10,000. You can find more information at ashleyforthearts.com. It'll be hot and humid today with a heat index north of 100 degrees. High temperatures will stay in the low 90s, but dew points in the mid-70s will create muggy conditions. Tomorrow, rain and scattered storms move into the area with up to an inch of rain possible. Highs move back down to the mid-80s for the start of next week, with chances of rain most days through the middle of next week. It'll stay humid well into next week with dew points in the upper 60s or low 70s. We'll have more details on our Civic Media forecast.
Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Up next, the Mets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers at AmFam Field tonight, opening a series against the New York Mets. Milwaukee still with the best record in baseball. NFL, the Packers host the Jets tomorrow night in their first preseason game. Kickoff at 7 p.m. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers will have their final training camp practice at UW-Platteville before moving back to Madison. It's open to the public 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the Davis Pioneer Stadium in Platteville, Wisconsin. Luke Fickell.
I do know that there's a lot of things that are going in the right direction. I worry about guys coming back out here with the right focus and stuff, and it was very competitive. It was back and forth. We're gaining this competitive maturity that we have to do if we're going to play like this, compete like this on a daily basis. I'm really excited about some of the things that went on today. There's some sloppiness, obviously, we got to correct up there at the end, but really like where we're headed.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sizzling hot today with mostly sunny skies and high humidity. With temperatures spiking to the low 90s, it's really going to be feeling more like near 100 degrees. Thankfully, we have a breeze, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Then strong to severe thunderstorms are expected tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 82 degrees.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I didn't know what the hell Malort was. So here now, our own Carol, head of traffic. She's brought in Malort. Down the hatch. Cheers to Malort. Now, it went down fairly smooth, but the back end is ridiculously terrible. Judas Priest. That's terrible. Once is enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like my time with women.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, if you feel like you missed out on the weekend news, no worries. Civic Media's Charlie Pittman, news director, will join us to keep us updated. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. Eagle 1490 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Scientists decry Trump's energy chief's plan to update climate reports, saying this is exactly what Stalin did. Yeah. I mean, the U.S. Energy Secretary Chris Wright is coming under criticism, shall we say. He's a former oil and gas executive, first off. And now he's in charge of or has taken the responsibility to produce new reports showing that, or purporting to show, that carbon dioxide is actually a good thing because it helps plants grow, that greenhouse gases are not affecting the climate in a way that's, you know, problematic, that we should burn more fossil fuels, that we should have less green energy. Now, this is kind of weird because the Energy Department, most of their portfolios actually are nuclear weapons. It was called the Energy Department back in the day because the fig leaf that in the 1950s was created to justify, well, not to justify, but, you know, we had this nuclear weapons program and somebody had to have oversight over it. And one of the ways that they wanted to justify building more and more nuclear weapons was saying, well, you know, atoms for peace was the slogan from the Eisenhower administration. And that we built these nuclear power plants all over the world, or excuse me, all over the country. I remember in Charlevoix, which is where my mother grew up, and there was a nuclear power plant right there on the coast. And in fact, there was a little river of water that leaked out of it. It was not supposed to be there. I mean, it was only like, you know, 3 feet wide and maybe 6 inches deep that leaked right into Lake Michigan. And my brothers and I used to play in this stream of radioactive water leaking out of the whatever something point reactor there in Charlevoix. But anyhow, I'm still here, so I guess it wasn't too radioactive. But in any case, you know, the whole Atoms for Peace thing led to the creation of the Energy Department, which was, you know, theoretically to supervise nuclear power, but really was all about nuclear bombs. So he's in charge of the Energy Department. He's our energy secretary. And, you know, they've got some energy stuff under their purview. The EPA actually has arguably more power over fossil fuels. But in any case, he is one of the main supporters of this whole drill, baby, drill agenda that Trump is promoting. And they have created a report saying that the climate crisis is overblown. And now scientists literally around the world are writing papers, and several of them are in peer review right now, pointing out that all of the previous research saying that the climate crisis is not overblown, in fact, if anything, it's understated, have all been peer-reviewed. This is solid science. So here's a guy who's Michael Mann, you know, who's been a regular guest on this program and a buddy of mine, you know, the climate scientist, he says this is exactly what Joseph Stalin did. And it's true. It really is. Dr. Rachel Cletus, who's the policy director for the Union of Concerned Scientists, said, and I quote, "Secretary Wright just confirmed our worst fears that this administration plans to not just bury the scientific evidence, but replace it with outright lies to downplay the worsening climate crisis and evade responsibility for addressing it." Over 100 scientists have come out and publicly objected to this. This was published the same day the EPA announced a proposal to undo the 2009 endangerment finding, which allows the agency to limit planet heating pollution from cars and trucks. Incredible. So we're watching actual science being reversed. Now we're seeing the same thing with Bob Kennedy over at FDA, CDC, you know, all that kind of stuff, our public health agencies. He just got rid of $500 million worth of research into mRNA vaccines, including vaccines to stop cancer. And then he comes out, and Stephen Colbert famously gave him the finger for this, but then he comes out and he says, as we learned, I'm paraphrasing here, but I think I've got it right. He says, as we learned during COVID, mRNA vaccines are not very effective at upper respiratory infections. Well, hang on just a minute. Upper respiratory is your nose, right? And your sinuses. COVID, while it might take out your sense of smell, COVID doesn't really attack your nose and your sinuses. I mean, COVID was killing people by attacking their lungs. That's the lower respiratory. So, yeah, the vaccine may not, you know, stop upper respiratory infections as well, but that's not the point. The whole point is to stop you from getting pneumonia and dying. That's lower respiratory. So Bob is he's a lawyer. He has no medical training whatsoever, even though he's running all of our medical stuff now. He is trained as a lawyer, is using kind of lawyerly weasel words here. And I suspect that's why Stephen Colbert gave him the finger. Meanwhile, today at the White House, Stephen Moore, yes, he's got a degree in economics, but the guy's a quack. I mean, Stephen Moore was, you know, one of Reagan's guys. And, a big promoter of trickle-down economics. Remember when Trump said that the hurricane, there was this hurricane that was heading toward Florida and that it was gonna hit Alabama? And the weather scientist said, no, it's gonna hit Florida and then go north up the coast. That's what they usually do. And so Trump had the map and he took a Sharpie and changed the map so that, oh, no, it's going to hit Alabama. Of course, it didn't hit Alabama. Well, they did the same thing with the numbers this morning, the unemployment numbers. He said, hey, look at this. Joe Biden didn't have job numbers as good as we thought, and I've got better job numbers. And we just made a magic chart, and you should all be paying attention to this. Again, this is what Stalin did. It's breathtaking. It's just, we are watching the Putinization of America, as one of Louise's songs is titled. In this context, I'd say the Stalinization of America, you know, complete with the purges in our police agencies. You know, the FBI is purging people that they don't consider sufficiently loyal. The military has been purged, senior levels of the military. They've fired most of your senior, flag officers who are either black or female. And, in the FBI, they're doing that and they're going after anybody who prosecuted the January 6th. Traitors. In fact, now they put one of the January 6th traitors in a senior role in the Justice Department, a guy who was out there yelling, kill him, to encouraging protesters to kill the police. He's now a senior member of the Justice Department. And the Trump administration asked about it, says, oh, yeah, he's a valued member of our team. A guy named Wise, I think it is Jeremy or Jeffrey Wise. And crazy stuff. So what's on your mind today? Gregory in Ventura, California. Hey, Gregory, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Hi. Hey, now we know why you're so glowing.
Why is that? Oh,
you said you played at the radioactive, what was it, a river?
Water, it was just whatever. A little stream of water leaking out of the something point, big point or whatever it was, the nuclear reactor in Charlevoix, yeah.
Yeah, when I was a kid, it was the polio scare, you know, but...
Oh, I remember, lining up to get the polio, you know, the sugar cube. We got the sugar cube one year, and then a couple of years later, we got a little shot of some kind of cherry-flavored liquid.
Yeah, originally it was like an actual vaccine, and then the second, I think, step was the sugar cube.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was playing with my buddy one day, like football, when I was a kid, really young. Next day, he's not there, Benny, and he got polio, like, overnight. And, like, he was in the hospital. It blew my mind. You know?
Well, it's coming back. I mean, Bob Kennedy is discouraging vaccinations, including polio vaccinations. And you know, we thought we had defeated this disease. It has already made a resurgence in Africa. It will be here.
I know. Just like the measles. Yep. I mean, he's such a good God. You know more than he does about medical. I mean, good God. But anyway, the reason I called, I wanted your take on this. I'm noticing, like, the Palestinian protests all around the world and the Palestinian Americans, French, whatever, there seems to be a great reluctance to put down Hamas. I don't see one sign down with Hamas. Hamas must go. And we all know, like, the civilian population elected Hamas. And we know what is in their constitution, like to kill every Jew on the planet. They started this mess. I don't approve of how Netanyahu has conducted the war. But until Hamas is dissolved and gone, I don't see Israel, you know, letting up.
Yeah.
So why are there no you know, signs, whatever, putting down Hamas? And no reporter ever asked them, you know, their feelings about Hamas. It's like, I don't know, they don't want to talk about it.
I think there's a broad consensus that Hamas is evil. The problem, Gregory, is that Hamas exists in its current form because Netanyahu gave them billions of dollars. Netanyahu supported Hamas aggressively for over a decade because he thought that that would split, you know, instead of having the PLO, the Palestinian Authority, which was a more legitimate and popularly elected government. You know,
Arafat.
He wanted to get rid of the PLO in Gaza. And so he started subsidizing and funding Hamas and, you know, as a way of breaking the PLO over in the West Bank. So that it would be easier to steal territory from Palestinians in the West Bank, which he's been doing aggressively now for years. So I suspect that, you know, that's not something that Netanyahu wants discussed very much in Israeli politics, although Haaretz does talk about it from time to time in articles. But, yeah, there's I don't think there's anybody out there defending Hamas. I mean, to the best of my knowledge, it's and you know, Hamas is. Proven themselves, particularly on October 7th, to be, you know, an evil organization, you know, worthy of destruction. Gregory, I got to run. Thanks for the call. 17 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Speaking of Hamas, the Israeli cabinet just approved the takeover of Gaza City. This is going to get blown. Not that it hasn't been already.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be, and that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. With sinking approval ratings and the 2026 midterms looming, President Donald Trump asked Texas legislators to further gerrymander congressional maps and preserve a GOP advantage in the U.S. House. Sinking to the challenge, Democratic states are threatening to cheat in their states, too. States rarely redistrict mid-decade. Trump's unfavorable ratings reached 56% in a July 28th Economist YouGov poll, and with only a 219 to 212 GOP advantage in the U.S. House, Trump asked the Texas legislature for help. The GOP already has 25 of the state's 38 U.S. House seats, but July 30th, the legislature unveiled a map targeting Democratic districts in Austin, Dallas, Houston, and South Texas to gain an extra 5 GOP seats, according to the Texas Tribune. Ohio, another GOP-dominated state, is also redistricting, and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis suggested his state's congressional map may have, quote, defects that need to be remedied. Leaders in blue states, including California, Illinois, Maryland, and New York, have threatened to counteract gerrymandered GOP gains. While California Governor Gavin Newsom threatened, his state uses a constitutionally protected independent redistricting commission, as do six other blue states, making it harder to game the system. We have all our Redistricting Week reports at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Let's go Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday.
On your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Matt Nair on air.
Here's my gripe. MTV made it possible for really subpar performers to become stars. Madonna would never have been a star if it hadn't been for MTV and her grinding her way across the floor in a wedding dress.
See, that's where I think your gripe isn't with MTV. I think your gripe is with Madonna grinding on MTV.
Thank you, Matt from Richland Center. How dare you, Jane?
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. You know, a friend of mine uses a CPAP mask and is very unhappy about it, but it's necessary. I mean, you know, if your breathing is disrupted, it can cause dementia, stroke, heart disease, even premature death. The bottom line, if you snore now, which is the, you know, leading indicator, you're at a heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. So now is the time to stop snoring. And one of the fastest, smartest, easiest ways to stop snoring is Zipa. Zipa is the comfortable doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring in as fast as the first night. Zipa was proven in a 600-patient clinical trial. And with over 500,000 units sold, Zipa is the stop snoring device that I trust. No more being nudged awake for snoring. No more sleeping in separate rooms. No more feeling tired and foggy all day due to the lack of sleep. Look, this may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now or face having to wear a CPAP mask later. Zipa, that's happy Z spelled backwards. I want you to try it with my special discount. Get 20% off and free shipping. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the promo code SNORE. Again, that's promo code SNORE at ZIPA.com. Welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Mike in Olympia, Washington. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thank you for taking my call. First, I just want to say I appreciate you pointing out earlier how Netanyahu had been funding Hamas to divide the Palestinian government up. But that's not what I called about. I called about the idea of I'm sure you remember Air America when we had that.
I helped create Air America. I wrote the original business plan, and I was on the network. So yeah, I remember it well.
Beautiful. Well, let's do that on AM stations across the country. I just came back from driving cross country and back, and it's just really sad going through the middle of the country and turn on the AM radio and all you hear is Bible Belters and Fox News.
Yep.
And AM stations are go ahead. I'm listening.
No. I get your point, Mike. And the problem is that when Clinton signed the Telecommunications Act in 96, it did away with ownership rules for radio, television stations, and newspapers. And within a year, Clear Channel had gone from being a little regional thing down in the South to being a national thing with like 1,000 stations. And we were, when we had Air America, we didn't have the big bucks to buy radio stations. So we leased 54 radio stations from Clear Channel. And in 2000, and we were hitting almost 90% of the entire U.S. population. I mean, we had really good stations, big stations in big cities. And then in 2009, when Barack Obama became president, Mitt Romney decided that he was going to run for president in 2012 against Obama. And so he had his company, Bain Capital, buy Clear Channel. And then over the course of the next 2 years, 2009, 2010, early 2011, they shut down every single one of our stations. They flipped them all to sports. They knocked us off the air. They violated, you know, they broke our contracts. And that's how Air America died. A few months after that, or actually maybe a year after that, I was sitting in the office of a United States senator with the CEO of one of the other networks. It wasn't Clear Channel, but it was one of the other. There's three basically big groups of, you know, 1,000 radio stations each, right? And this guy had over 900 radio stations, and over 300 of them were running nothing but right-wing programming. And the senator says to him, well, you know, and I was sitting there, you know, right there with him, and he had introduced me, and he says, Tom here does a great show. It's the number one rated progressive show in America. He regularly beats Rush Limbaugh in the ratings. We beat him in multiple cities across the country for years. He says, why don't you put him on the air? He'll make you some money. And this guy says, I will never, ever put anybody on the air who wants to raise my taxes. And and the senator's mouth just fell open. I'd never seen anything like it. You know, he was just shocked that this guy was so blunt, that he is, you know, basically as the owner of this network of 900 radio stations was deciding on the programming. And that's the problem. You know, there are some independently owned stations. There's a network now called Civic Media in Wisconsin. They've got, I think, 13 stations. I'm on all of them, which is just wonderful. Many of them are small, low power stations. We've got some big stations, some, you know, Chicago, Minneapolis, Santa Fe, et cetera. But
yeah, it's a red state. So it's red states where the AM really travels far.
And this was the plan back in the 80s. Take some of these low population states where you can buy radio stations for pennies and flip them red. And that's what happened. Most of those states were blue states before Reagan. Mike, I got to run, but it's a real problem, our media. Thank you.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Back when Romney decided to finally get rid of Clear Channel and it was in bankruptcy, I tried to convince Tom Steyer to buy it, but he, you know, was not interested. It was for sale for just $1 billion. CB Distillery's VIP sale is on. For a few days only, you can save up to 50% on everything with the code VIP. If better sleep, less stress, and pain relief after exercise sound good to you, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. They have plant-based solutions for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, even pain after exercise. All made with high-quality, clean ingredients. They even have CBD for pets. Many of you are already feeling the difference, especially with their sleep products. Personally, my favorites are their sleep gummies. They really work. Look, if you're still tossing and turning at night and struggling with another health concern, make the change to CB Distillery. And now is your chance to save big with the code VIP. But this deal won't be around long, so don't wait. Visit CBDistillery.com and enter the code VIP to save up to 50% on everything. At CBDistillery.com, code VIP. CBDistillery.com, not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. You know, the hardest part about cooking or barbecuing meat, tethered to a hot stove or barbecue, sweating, constantly checking it, singeing your eyebrows, and then serving it, and half is beef jerky and half is blood rare. Those days are gone. I got a Chef IQ Sense, and I'm ready for the Food Network. It's kind of like a meat thermometer, but wireless and way smarter. I just enter whatever I'm cooking into my Chef IQ Sense app. Steaks, chicken, fish, whatever. Choose precisely how I like it cooked. Well done, medium, medium, rare, rare. Chef IQ Sense continuously monitors and predicts precisely when my food will be done. No opening a hot oven, sweating over a barbecue, frying pan, or air fryer. Then Chef IQ Sense sends an alert to my smartphone when my steaks, chicken, or seafood are cooked to order the way I like it. This is the world's smartest, simple-to-use wireless cooking sensor. And the best news is they just announced a flash sale. Visit chefiq.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's chefiq.com.
This week at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days in Bear Creek, attendees got familiar with drones. One of the things that we're learning here on the Midwest Farm Report is that farmers are using drones in a multitude of ways. I'm Stephanie Hoff, along with you midday on a Friday. We're catching up with Julia Guerra. She's the solutions architect and a licensed drone pilot at Fly Guys. She tells us how her farmer clients are using drones to provide supplemental information to their businesses.
So typically what we see on the data collection side for agriculture is one, just, you know, acreage, understanding the coverage with red, green, blue photos that understands, you know, if you have bare spots, densities, weeds, items like that, so that you can understand and specifically target areas of your fields. We also do quite a bit of rock picking analysis. So we'll fly at a pretty low altitude with a really high fidelity camera, take pictures of the entire field, and then that goes into an AI software that evaluates how big your rocks are in your field down to about 6 inches.
Julia Guerra along with us. She's a licensed drone pilot with Fly Guys. Stick around. We'll take a look at midday commodity prices next.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
At Channel, we always show up for our farmers.
Is that tar spot or rust?
Incoming!
Definitely rust.
Rick, how did you...
Dropping in to check on your crop, Bill. Let's call your agronomist before that rust can hurt your yield.
That sounds great, but when did you learn to skydive?
Self-taught, Bill. Kind of a prodigy.
From personalized insights to year-round support, Channel Seed Pros always show up. Visit channel.com to learn more. Channel, all in, all season. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Markets are mixed. Friday from Chicago, corn is trading higher. Cash corn up a penny at 385.5. December new crop corn up 0.75 cents at 407.75. Cash soybeans are trading 1.75 cents lower at 972.25. November new crop beans down 2 cents at 991.75. And cash and new crop wheat is trading down 1.25 cents at 517 per bushel. The September Class 3 milk contract, that's sitting neutral at 1874 a hundredweight, but more of the futures contracts are trading lower. October, for example, that's down 11 cents at 1863 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff. Have a good weekend.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sizzling hot today with mostly sunny skies and high humidity. With temperatures spiking to the low 90s, it's really going to be feeling more like near 100 degrees. Thankfully, we have a breeze, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Then strong to severe thunderstorms are expected tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 82 degrees.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Support.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for Songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. You probably heard the rumor, you know, you can't regrow cartilage. What if it's not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain. And the bonus? A glowing, hydrated look with fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean, single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. It's third-party tested for purity and packed with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs the most for healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut. Just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into your coffee like Louise does, or tea, or any drink. It's completely flavorless and easy to use. Consistency is the key, and right now you can get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price plus free shipping at getnativepath.com/tom. That's getnativepath.com/tom. Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today at getnativepath.com/tom.
Pushing back hard, 'cause there ain't no choice. You see the storm, you feel the weight. Fighting for justice before it's too late. But even warriors need to rest. Even lions lay down in their nest. Take a breath, take a break. Don't let the fire turn to ash in its wake. Keep the fire. Sail their lives, they stack a deck.
36 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Anything Goes Weekend here, picking up your calls. Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Oh, yeah, Tom, just a quick FYI. The Adams for Peace program that you mentioned earlier, initiated by Dwight Eisenhower in 1954, is how Iran got their initial nuclear reactors from the United States.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that. Thank you, Paul.
Built by a company that, by AMF, the company that makes bowling alleys and bowling balls and bowling pins. And once we deposed Mohammad Mosaddegh, the duly elected, secular, democratically elected leader of Iran, and reinstalled the Shah, we decided they're going to have nuclear power and we're going to take their oil.
Wow. Yeah, I was only 3 years old at the time, so I don't recall it, but I have read the history, and I didn't know about Iran, though. That's amazing. I mean, I remember Mosaddegh, but, huh.
Well, so my point is, Rachel Maddow said recently, a week or so ago, fascism isn't coming to the United States, it's here.
That's right.
So I was thinking we could talk about, well, when did the creep towards fascism start? Yourself, as well as anyone, could say, well, it goes back to, you know, you might even go back to 1954 in the Supreme Court decision about, secular, separate but equal, Brown versus Board.
Brown versus Board, but yeah.
Clearly.
Well, that's what activated Fred Koch. I mean, that's what got him going.
Yeah. Well, the two parties have been playing different games of politics, and what it reminds me of, and this is where my thrust is in psychological gaming, and there are these psychological gaming conventions in the University of Michigan has a big one every year.
Uh-huh.
And psychology majors go to them, and they play all these different games, like the prisoner's dilemma and the payoff game. And
right.
You can look these up. Prisoner's dilemma is very.
And yeah, didn't that come out of Rand Corporation research?
I don't know where it came from, but what's unique about these games is that you are both competing with and working with your opponent.
Right.
So it's It's an individualized score and a team score.
Right.
So, but
which is
so
how and why they're designed to be a model for international cooperation or opposition.
Correct. So, what's interesting is that these teams show up with these elaborate computer generated strategies. The strategy that's most often the most successful is the tit for tat strategy, which is basically, you're nice to me, I'll be nice to you. You're a jerk to me, I'll be a jerk to you. And doesn't that describe Donald Trump?
Yeah, it does.
And it's like the Democrats have always, they keep trying to get this back to regular order.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, as if, and I think everybody breathed a sigh of relief when Joe Biden was elected that, oh, thank God, it's over.
Right.
It's never going to be
regular
over.
Regular order
I don't think
is
in
dead.
Our lifetimes.
Yeah.
No, it's going to have to be a different kind of brand of political game, and the Democrats have not, as I can see, have not caught on to that idea.
Well, and Paul, if you've read any good biographies of Franklin Roosevelt in his presidency, and oddly enough, probably the best one out there is the story of Francis Perkins, which is kind of an indirect biography of FDR, but it's my favorite.
My dad read that one. My dad loved that book.
Yeah, I forget the title. It's A Woman Something, you know, the woman who saved the America, the woman behind the New Deal.
Big, big book, the big biography.
Yeah, it is. And what I learned from reading that book, and I've read other, you know, FDR biographies, but that was the big one for me, was that FDR was using power in a way that nobody had seen since Lincoln. That he was just shoving stuff down the throats of the Republicans and Congress. And he did an awful lot of stuff by fiat. He did an awful lot of stuff by executive order, creating his alphabet agencies and whatnot. And the Republicans were yelling and screaming that this was fascism on steroids, this was communism, that he was replicating what Stalin was doing in Russia. I'm not even sure Stalin was around at the time, but you get my point. And they were just crying in their beer. This, in large part, the same way that Democrats are talking about Trump right now. But FDR got a lot of really good stuff done. And frankly, I think that that's what we need to do. I think that we need another FDR. We need another president who is willing to steamroll the opposition, who is willing to do, you know, on behalf of democracy rather than on behalf of autocracy or oligarchy like Trump is. And so far, it looks to me like, you know, the two leading contenders for 2028 seem to be, maybe Andy Beshear, I'm not sure, but seem to be J.B. Pritzker and the governor of California. And Gavin Newsom seems to me like he's trying to say, I'll be like Obama or Clinton. I'll work with the Republicans. I'll interview right-wingers on my podcast. I can reach across the aisle. And I think, you know, that's not the tit-for-tat strategy you're talking about, Paul, and I'm sick of it. J.B. Pritzker, on the other hand, is saying, you know, you get close enough to me and I'm going to kick you in the nuts. And, you know, that's the guy I want as president.
Well, the biography I will mention, I read a biography of Albert Einstein. Somebody gave it to me on an audiobook about 15 years ago, and it was on audio, and I don't have it anymore, so I can't remember. But in 1955, Einstein had another Swiss scientist friend who came to the United States, and it was the night before his citizenship hearing. And this man, I don't understand it. That's why I'm frustrated. But he said, Albert, I think this Constitution is a recipe for tyranny and despotism. And it never said why he said that, but all it said was that Einstein's reply is, don't bring that up at your citizenship hearing tomorrow.
Wise advice.
Wise advice.
Paul, thank you for the call. I got to run, but thanks a lot. It's always good talking with you. Andrew in California. Hey, Andrew, what city are you in?
City of Redlands.
Redlands. Oh, cool. So what's on your mind today?
You know, I have five suggestions to combat ICE in California. And number one is the governors of California, Oregon, and Washington have an emergency meeting to discuss the form of a state guard. Since Trump will take away the National Guard anyway, their duties will be to protect the civilians from government aggression or kidnapping.
You know, there's a precedent for that. This is what Ron DeSantis did down in Florida. He created his own paramilitary force.
Well, that's fine, but let me do all five, and then I'll get your I'll listen to your comments afterwards, please. Okay, all state guardsmen should be heavily armed and trained for physical altercation. The states will have the leverage by being able to shut down all shipping lanes, even though it'll affect their own state.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen because the federal government controls our rivers.
Okay. All mayors should create a surveillance department to track ICE agents. The faster notification of ICE movement, so the local police, state troopers, and county sheriff departments to merge onto ICE. Do this until the state guard is formed and trained. Number three, Mayor Bass should cancel the Olympics. Number four. I'm going to open this page here. Number four, all foreign automakers should close facilities until the tariffs are lifted. And number five, Governor Newsom to challenge Trump one-on-one to a fight in a ring as soon as possible.
You could do that as pay-per-view. I would pay for it. Andrew, thank you for the call. Interesting suggestions. 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a minute. It's the Tom Hartman Program, taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Just a reminder, tomorrow I'll be in Houston. You can get more information on our Facebook page or at kpft.org. Be part of an historic event. Join Lech Walesa, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, former president of Poland, and one of the world's greatest leaders, on his first ever grand lecture tour across 28 cities in the United States and Canada. Register today at historyexplorer.com to hear directly from a global hero who changed the course of history and inspired millions around the world. Now the greatest challenges of our time lie ahead. Democracy is being tested. Freedoms are under pressure. The world is changing before our very eyes. Are we ready for these changes? How do we fight for a better tomorrow? Lech Walesa will take you behind the scenes of one of history's great turning points to draw lessons for a future we must build together. Join Lech Walesa, the true hero of our times, for a conversation that will shape tomorrow. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime event. To reserve your seats now, just head over to historyexplorer.com. Once again, that's historyexplorer.com to reserve your seats now. Your free Ticket Friday keyword is summer, S-U-M-M-E-R, summer.
Use the Civic Media app to text in the keyword for your chance to win a 4-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets. Full contest details on the Civic Media website.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad.
Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Laura McCoy, she is a member of the Green Bay School Board.
In the 1990s, revenue caps were put into place, and Green Bay was a conservative, low-spending district. Mm-hmm. We've been struggling with that basically ever since. The people in our community have stepped up again and again to pass referendums. That's wonderful, but we need that per-pupil increase. We need the cash to keep the lights on, basically, and to pay our staff what they deserve.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Hey, CPAP is a mask with air hoses that's strapped to your face all night. And without it, you can have the risk, your breathing gets interrupted and you have the risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, and premature death. You don't want this, right? So the bottom line is if you snore now, you're at a heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. Now is the time to stop snoring. One of the fastest, smartest, easiest ways to stop snoring is Zipa. Zipa is the comfortable doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as the first night. Zipa is proven in a 600-patient clinical trial. With over 500,000 units sold, Zipa is the stop snoring device that I trust. No more being nudged awake for snoring or sleeping in separate rooms or feeling tired and foggy all day because you didn't get a good night's sleep. Look, this may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now or face having to wear a CPAP mask later. Zipa, that's Happy Z spelled backwards. Want you to try it and get my special discount. Get 20% off and free shipping. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the promo code SNORE when you check out. Again, it's promo code SNORE at ZYPPA.com.
Safety nets we all depend to hand out tax breaks to their billionaire friends. They call it freedom, but the cost of seeing trading food for fortunes and hope for a dream. The people's voice grows quiet, the power shifts. Oligarchy rises on the back of their gifts. This is how oligarchy works, robbing the people while the wealthy smirk. It's the
52 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Dee in Seattle. Hey, Dee, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Two things that kind of came up on my news world in the last week. It was U.S. Speaker Mike Johnson in his meeting with Israel saying on camera that Judea and Samaria belong to Israel by right. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you caught that.
Yeah, I did.
I don't know. Is that kind of overstepping his role?
Yeah, radically. Basically, what he's saying is that the West Bank and Gaza should be Israel.
Yeah, did you also hear that you probably know more about this. I never heard of it. That controversial that was E1 planet was stopped in 2009. I guess it kind of thawed at the same time. Have you heard anything about that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The E1 planet is where the West Bank, adjacent to East Jerusalem, it creates a kind of physical link between settlement areas.
I'm not familiar with it, Dee. I'm sorry.
Okay. And I just want to say about the last guy talking about World War III. Mm-hmm. Oddly, the one person I saw in a video saying it was World War III was the last pope that just passed. Mm. Just randomly just caught it.
Yeah,
so I don't know if that's
Francis.
Hokey or whatever.
Well, that's interesting. I missed that.
Yeah.
You know, whether we're in World War III or not, the danger of, I mean, typically when people think of World War III, they're thinking of a nuclear exchange between, you know, the great powers, Russia, China, the United States, and perhaps some countries in Europe.
I am very hopeful that we never get to that, that mutually assured destruction and all that kind of stuff is going to hold. But, you know, I think Kenyatta was absolutely right that we are certainly in a state of worldwide conflict, and the United States is up to his eyeballs in it. And
well, maybe it looks different because it's like New World Order setting up a different kind of empire situation. Maybe yeah. It just looks completely different so they can gotta get a headway on it or something.
Yeah, could be. I just don't know. Dee, thank you for the call. Bob in San Jose. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Well, I was going to say, we're Dictator Don and his Sharpie drawing lines on a weather map. We're going to be doing that in a number of ways. He's busy shutting off our sources of information.
Right. He's taking out the satellites, the weather satellites.
Well, not only the weather satellites, there's two little satellites that actually cost a couple hundred million when they were first put in place. They're now it's like $15 million a year to maintain them.
Right. And we're measuring CO2.
And then the data from them is stunning because these were designed to observe the motion of carbon.
Right.
They're looking in either ultraviolet or infrared, I'm not sure which, but they can see where methane clouds are, where there's the concentration of carbon dioxide is changing. They can also see, and this was a thing unexpected, chlorophyll glows in a particular wavelength that these satellites see. And they can see crop failures because they can see the glow dying before people on the ground.
Thank you for explaining that, Bob. I was wondering, you know, I read that the farmers are using these satellites, but I didn't know why or how.
Yeah, well, this thing of showing where the crops are growing and where there's a crop failure starting to happen are these two little satellites. One is attached to the side of the International Space Station. The other one is free-floating.
Right.
They're talking about deorbiting the free-floating one, and I suspect taking the one off the side of the space station and throwing it overboard and having it deorbit as well.
Correct.
They're blocking the sources of trustworthy data.
That's correct. And you see Bob Kennedy doing the same thing with regard to our medical data. You see the EPA doing this with regard to our environmental data. You see, I mean, in the Department of Energy now. And then, of course, this morning, this absurd thing with Stephen Moore saying, oh, all the, you know, we fired the statistician because we didn't get numbers we like. Oh, look at, we've created millions of jobs. We're, you know.
Well, see, they're working out the Sharpie and drawing on the map.
That's right. It's Stalin all over again. Stalin actually executed the head. He didn't just fire the head of the statistics agency for the Soviet Union. He actually executed that person.
But I thought you would find this geeky science thing about seeing crop failures from orbit is an incredible thing.
It is, and
it's worldwide because these satellites, apparently the way the orbits work, the space station covers one swath of the Earth around, and then this other satellite covers the gaps where the space station doesn't see stuff.
Yeah, it is truly remarkable. Bob, thanks a lot for the call, and thanks so much. I appreciate it. Up next, Trump, Epstein, and the secrets buried beneath the sacred scepter. Donald Trump refers to his Johnson as a scepter. Seriously. And how do we defeat oligarchy? And this is what dictators do. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom. It's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination.
Matt and Air on Air.
I have a baby bird stuck in a birdhouse.
Its head is
Its head is stuck.
Terry on the text line says, if you can detach the birdhouse, bring it to Ace Hardware, they can help get the bird out?
Really? Richard from Waukesha, you get the last word on this.
I like the idea of the Ace Hardware.
Yeah.
But some advice is don't let them talk you into a remodeled bathroom.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, yes.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A spokesman for New York Attorney General Letitia James says a federal subpoena represents a weaponization of the justice system. This subpoena covers James' civil fraud case against President Trump and a separate case she brought against the NRA, the purpose to see if the civil rights of either side were violated. ABC's Aaron Katursky explains what's next.
In theory, the attorney general could try to go to court to quash them. I would imagine that that's what her attorney, Abby Lowell, will try to do at the outset. We'll see how far the case actually goes. There had been no complaint during the trial by the president that his civil rights were being violated.
Today, the president will host the leaders of Armenia and Azerbaijan at the White House. The two sides will sign a peace treaty to end decades of conflict, but no end to the Russia-Ukraine conflict, despite today's deadline from President Trump for Russia to agree to a ceasefire. This is ABC News.